Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from A Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and I am here to introduce the story. This is a show in which my cat, Scape, tells scary stories to people. We're in the middle of a special sequence in which he is telling the most famous ghost story of all time, probably, Hamlet, to a series of people. We're in the midst of it. We're about to do Act 3 of Hamlet. But first, we wanted to catch everybody up on what happened last time. So, to tell us what happened last time on Hamlet, we have with us our good friend, Good Hitler. Good Hitler, please.
Thank you, Good Jordan. Now, in Act 3 of Hamlet, one of my favorite acts of Hamlet, there is a great deal of talking, and of course, it starts out with the idea that Hamlet and Polonius are going to hide on stage, possibly behind a picture of a naked lady, and Ophelia is going to talk to Hamlet, and Hamlet is pretending to be crazy, and he's like, "Oh, Ophelia, why don't you become a nun?" And she's like, "Well, maybe I will." And then there is a play, which is not very good, and Hamlet talks all through it. And finally, Claudius is so mad about people talking in his play that he just storms out and prays a little bit, but he can't pray. It's sort of ironic.
No, you forgot the part. He got mad at the play because he killed his brother.
Well, yes, I assume that's also part of the reason. It probably contributes to his overall feelings of anxiety. But more importantly, Hamlet and his mother are going to have a secret talk, but Polonius is possibly in a comically large pot, peeking out on occasion to listen. And then, while they're talking, Hamlet gets very angry because his mom is sort of dense and doesn't get that he feels she shouldn't be dating other people now that his dad is dead. And so the queen cries out, "Oh no, I am so scared." And then Polonius, because he's such a coward, is like, "Oh no, help me, I am so scared too." And Hamlet is like, "Oh, stab!" And except he doesn't stab his mother, that would be entirely inappropriate. He stabs Polonius, which is sort of funny and tragic, I suppose. But now they need to dispose of the body, and then a ghost comes in who Hamlet can see and his mom can't. And the ghost is like, "Oh, Hamlet, why don't you stop bothering your mother so much? I still love her a great deal. Maybe you should get over it too. Find a nice girl like Ophelia and settle down," or something to that effect. And then Hamlet needs to go to England at the order of his uncle with his friends, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. That's about it, right?
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
So now, Scapy, are you ready to continue the story? You did interrupt our good Hitler there.
Well, he was saying it wrong, because he kept thinking it's funny, but it isn't funny.
Well, yeah, but okay, but different people have different opinions.
No, it's not about opinions. He's just wrong.
Well, maybe, but okay, look, let's just get to it now. You have a story to tell to our guest here, who has been almost unnaturally quiet because he's not really all that natural of a person, or much of a person at all, right? Your name is?
My name is Jordan Robot. I'm a robot of you, Jordan.
Yes, and I gotta tell you, it makes me incredibly uncomfortable to have you here.
But it makes me happy to be here, because Scapy is the best.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
And that's, oh, okay. You are weird, but whatever. Scape gets to pick his guests, and you're leaving as soon as this is over.
Yes, of course I am.
You are?
I agreed with you.
Well, good. All right, Scapy, go ahead.
The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, by William Shakespeare. Act 4. Okay, so like, once upon a time, all that stuff that Hale said it happened, but then, right? Then the king and queen are like, "Hey, what's up?" And Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are like, "Nothing." And the queen's like, "Well, you're wrong, something is up. Hamlet killed Polonius. So, you guys should have figured out what happened by now, but he did." And the king's like, "Well, where'd he go?" And she's like, "I don't know, he took the body. I don't know where he went. He was freaking out and he took the body." And the king's like, "All right, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, find him. And find that body." And he's like, "Well, okay, I guess we will." So Rosencrantz and Guildenstern go, and they find Hamlet, and they're like, "Hamlet, where is the dead guy?" And Hamlet's like, I hit him. Duh. And they're like, "Well, why? What did you do with him?" And he's like, "Are you guys douches?" And they're like, "Well, I don't think we are."
I think that they are douches.
Well, yeah, because they are douches. And Hamlet knows, because Hamlet is like, "You guys are douches, turns out, and here's why. Because the king is like, 'Hey, do this,' and you're like, 'Okay, that is, means douche.' And they're like, 'I don't get it.' And he's like, 'Well, you said, a douche, do you know? Okay.'"
They are clearly douches.
They are clear. Yes, they're creamy douches. Okay, so they're like, just tell us, can you just, Hamlet, just tell us where the body is? And he's like, well, I don't know, it's with the king. And they're like, what about the king? The king wants to talk to you. And he's like, whatever, king is a wiener. And they're like, okay. So they go to the king, and the king is like, what's going on? What do you want? And they're like, we got Hamlet here. We don't have the body, but we've got Hamlet. Do you want to talk to him? And the king's like, yeah, just bring him in. And Hamlet's like, hey. And the king's like, hey, where is Poronius? And he's like, well, he's getting eaten by bugs and worms and gross because he's dead. Did you know about that? And he's like, yeah, I know he's dead, but where? And he's like, well, did you know that sometimes kings could get eaten by zombies?
That's true. Kings can be eaten by zombies.
Yeah. And that's what they were talking about.
I don't believe that they do mention zombies in Hamlet.
No, but the sentiment is there.
Perhaps the sentiment is there. But I believe the metaphor is about beggars eating kings, not because they are undead creatures, but because they eat a fish which fed on a worm which fed on a king.
Yeah, but that, why would a worm eat a king? It would have to be a really big worm.
That is one possibility.
I guess if it was like a giant worm, okay? Like the biggest worm, like bigger than a dude, and the worm's just like, and it eats the king, and then there's like a really, really giant fish, okay, that eats a worm, and then somehow the people shoot the giant fish, and then, like, they go, hooray! We can eat forever because this fish is giant, and we can all eat the meat! And they all eat the meat, and then turns out, spoiler, they eat a little bit of the king, too, by accident, because he's still inside. And so when they're cutting up the meat, they cut off a little piece of the king, too! And they eat the king! I think that's what, you're right, it was not zombies, but that's what it is. Giant fish. Monster.
That does take away a bit of the metaphor, but it is possible that that's what they meant.
It is. So he's like, just, again, the king's just like, Hamlet, you say all this stupid stuff. Just tell me where the dead body is. And he's like, it's over there. And they're like, okay, go get it. Okay. Hamlet, dude, here's what we gotta do. We gotta send you to England, like, really fast, because what you did is pretty messed up. And he's like, you want me to go to England? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, well, okay, I guess I'll go to England. Yeah, okay, do. Hamlet, go. And he's like, okay, bye, mother. And he's like, I'm not your mother, I'm your father. And he's like, no, you're not my father, my father's dead. And you're not my mother, I guess, really, but I gotta go. And then he goes, and they're like, bye, okay, bye. And then the king's like, ha 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 ha, here's what I'm gonna do, okay, secret. I'm sending him to England, and I'm gonna tell England to be like, hey, England, when Hamlet gets there, just kind of kill him, okay? Just murder him, because I don't like him. So Hamlet is on his way, he's walking over to England, and he runs into some military dudes who are like, military, military. This is the guy from Norway that we told you about a million years ago. Don't worry about it. And Hamlet's like, hey, where are all these Norway dudes going? And they're like, oh, we're going to take over part of Poland. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. And they're like, not really, because guess what? Poland sucks! And he's like, well, why do you want it? He's like, because we just do. And he's like, well, so you're going to fight for a crappy place? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, is Poland going to defend? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, so you're all going to fight about something that sucks, that nobody wants? And they're like, yeah, that is what we're going to do. And Hamlet is like, wow, that's stupid. And they're like, well, gotta go. And he's like, okay, I'll be right there. Hey, I just realized, why didn't I kill the king yet? The whole thing was I was supposed to kill the king, and I didn't.
That's true. Hamlet does want to kill the king, and he still has not. Much has been made of his famed hesitance, and many scholars have written papers on why he has not killed the king at this point.
Well, Hamlet himself is just really PO'd about it.
With good reason.
And he's like, dudes, from now on, I'll tell you what, from now on, I am going to be all about killing that king. I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to kill the king today. And if people are like, hey, Hamlet, what's up? I'm like, I'm killing that king. That's what I'm doing. But I guess I should go to England first, because I'm supposed to, so. Okay, I gotta go to England, but I'll be back, and then you know what I'm gonna do is, can you say?
Kill the king.
Yes, that is what he wanted you to say. Yes.
Sensible.
So then, while Hamlet is on his way to England, then the queen is, like, talking to some dude, and the dude's like, hey, Ophelia is freaking out. Do you remember Ophelia? She's the one that everybody thought Hamlet was in love with, and he used to say he loved her, and then when he found out that something bad happened with a ghost, don't tell anybody I told you, but anyway, when he found that out, he was like freaked out, and he started saying mean things to her, do you remember all that? And the queen's like, yeah. And he's like, well, Ophelia is like, she's kind of spazzing out, okay? She's kind of like a little freaked out right now. And so the queen's like, why? What is she doing? And they're like, she's just, seriously, like, totally mental. And she's like, well, okay, I guess send her in. And so Ophelia comes in, and she's like, she looks all freaky, and she starts, like, singing. She's like, how should I betray of dough? From another one, by his cockle-headed staff, and a saddle soon.
Bravo, Scapey, that is very beautiful.
Yeah, but there's more, because then Ophelia, so Queen's like, hey, why are you singing? And Ophelia's like, well, listen to this, maybe it will tell you. He is dead and gone waiting. And the queen's like, I still don't get it. And Ophelia's like, hey, well, listen to this part then. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, or in the morning be time. And I have made a good window to be your Valentine. Let me rose and down the court and open a chamber door. Let me have made the item and never departed more. By his embrace and charity, I reckon fight for shame. Young new and dirty, if you come to it, by God, they are to blame. See, before you talk with me, you promised me you'd do ahead. So what I've done by Anderson had done not come to my bed.
Truly, it is a masterpiece. You are brilliant, Scapey.
I know, but there's more, I mean, that's the end of the song, but there's more Hamlet, and the king's like, how long has she been this way? And they're like, like a little while. Do you know, maybe since her father was killed by her lover who rejected her, maybe around that time is when she started freaking out and singing songs that make no sense? And the king's like, oh, well, check her out, fire her, and, like, you know, see what's up with her, and, you know, that's about that. Oh, man, this is, like, a totally screwed up situation, queen. And the queen's like, yeah. But then they hear something and they're like, what? Oh, what's that noise? And somebody comes in and goes, dude, king, Ophelia's brother is outside. And he came home from France when he heard his dad died, and he's PO'd, and he wants to know who did it, and he thinks maybe it was you. And everybody's like, Laertes, he is awesomest, king is the smarriest, king is the smarriest, Laertes should be the new king, because he is not as smarry as the king. That's what they're saying, basically, as a group, like a chant, but maybe not those exact words.
It seems unlikely that they'd be using those exact words, as they seem to be quite difficult to do in simultaneous unison.
Well, yeah, so then king's like, oh no, well, that's not so good. And somebody's knocking at the door. And they go, come in. And it's like, Laertes. And he's like, king, rise up. Who killed my dad? And the king's like, dude, listen. I will tell you everything. Just don't kill me, because there's no reason to. Because, serious, you'll understand. And he's like, all right, where's my dad? And the king's like, well, he's dead. And the queen's like, he didn't do it. And Laertes is like, just answer my questions, okay? How did he die, okay? Just tell me that. And they're like, well, listen, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to explain it all very carefully so that you can understand it, okay? So what is it you want to do to the person who killed him? And he's like, I want to kill them double so that they're dead. And the king's like, good, okay, that's good. That is what somebody should do when somebody kills their parents. That is how it's supposed to work. Okay, so let me explain. And then all of a sudden a noise, and they're like, what's all that noise? And guess what? Ophelia comes back in, and Laertes is like, why is my sister like a crazy person? And Ophelia's like, hey, do you want some flowers? How about this flower? How about another flower? This is a different one. How about this one? And Laertes is like, I don't want any flowers, so I don't know why you're doing this. And she's like, flowers. And he's like, okay, she's crazy. So she's crazy. And the king's like, yeah, I'm sorry about that, but yeah, she is. But let me explain what happened, and then you'll see it's not my fault. And then, you know, we can work something out. And Laertes is like, all right, I'll listen. Meanwhile, Horatio is hanging out, like, do-do-do-do-do. And somebody brings him a letter, and he's like, Horatio, here's a letter. And he's like, what does it say? And they're like, I didn't read it. And so he reads it, and he goes, Dear Horatio, my name's Hamlet. Maybe you remember me. It's been a while. But we were going to England, and some pirates kidnapped me. And we became friends, me and the pirates, and then I'm coming home. So that's the long and short. So I'll see you pretty soon. Bye. And Horatio's like, holy crap. And then back where the king is, the king's like, so now I've explained it all to you, Laertes. Do you understand? And Laertes is like, yeah, I got it. So Hamlet did it. Why did you send him to England? And the king's like, because his mom, you know, loves him and stuff, and I didn't want to make a big scene. And Laertes is like, well, that's BS, but okay. And then in comes a messenger going, hey, here's a letter for the king. Do you want it? And he's like, yes. And so he opens it and it's like, hey, king, I'm coming to get you. I mean, see ya. Ha ha. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Love Hamlet. And the king's like, what? How did Hamlet? I thought I was, did the thing with the dead. And what is happening? And Laertes is like, he's coming? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, we gotta kill him. And the king's like, yes. Okay, agreed. Let's kill him. That's a good idea. How do we do it? Okay, I've got it. Here's what we do. Laertes, you're like super good at fighting with a sword, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes, yeah, you got it. That's what Laertes is like, yes, I am. And he goes, okay, let's have a sword fight and you could kill him.
That seems like a reasonable plan.
Yeah, but then Laertes is like, that's a good idea, but how about if I put poison on the little edge of my sword so that if I get him just a little bit, he dies.
That way the victory is assured.
Yes, but then the king is like, that's a good idea, but why don't we also poison a drink that we could give him, and then if you don't get him with the sword and you don't get him with the poison, we give him a poison drink too.
All right, I suppose that covers a lot of eventualities.
Yes, and then Laertes is like, and we'll put a bomb on his butt, and that way if he doesn't drink the drink, his butt will explode too. And the king's like, no, that's too much. We'll be fine with the poison drink. And Laertes goes, okay, that's what we'll do. And then all of a sudden, the queen comes in, she goes, guys, Ophelia's dead, so, you know. And they're like, what happened? And she goes, she drowned. And they're like, wow, how did she drown? What happened? She's like, well, she was near the water and she fell into the water and then she sunk to the bottom and drowned. And Laertes is like, this is really sucky that this happened. And the king's like, agreed. The end.
That is the end of Act 4. Act 5 follows.
Yes, but Act 5 is not till next time.
That was a very good story, Scapey. I especially liked the parts where you were singing. Thank you, Jordan, for playing the ukulele along with him. You're welcome. You make me uncomfortable. Please don't address me directly. I shall try to refrain from addressing you directly. Scapey, I assume you got the scary moral of that story, correct?
Yes, of course. There's always a scary moral, okay? And I always get it. I think the scary moral of Hamlet is going to come out to be, stay away from the water!
I can see how you might get that inference from Ophelia, but I'm fairly certain that the rest of the play does not adhere to that moral.
What do you mean? Ophelia falls in the water and drowns. Water, and also, from my personal experience, water is sucky. Well, it's good to drink if it's a little bit, if it's in like a bowl, and you're like, hey, I have a little water, like that, it's okay. But if it's like a big water and you fall in it, then you get like wet, gross. And you have to rick yourself like a million. So, stay away from the water, I think, is good advice.
Perhaps, but that's from anecdotal evidence. The other characters in Hamlet don't encounter water, so I doubt that it's a very significant theme of the work.
Hamlet went onto a boat, and there were pirates. So that's bad, so stay away from the water.
But the pirates befriended him, or so you said. So it turned out all right for him.
Well, okay. Yeah, but okay. No, just listen. Robot, you're a robot. If you go near water, you will die. You will short circuit.
This is true. It is especially important that I stay away from water.
Yes, and so that is the scary moral. Stay away from the water. Jordan Robot, especially because you're a robot. And if anybody else is near the water while you're near the water, then you electrocute them. So everybody else stay away from the water too.
This advice sounds more wise with each passing second.
Yes, because you know why?
Because it is.
Yes, because it is. Exactly. Okay, I'm glad you got it.
I'm glad you explained it to me.
Thank you. Good. Okay. That makes me happy.
Good. I'm glad everybody's happy, so to speak. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening, and thank you for being here, Mr. Robot. It is my pleasure, Jordan Human. No, that's not my name. Jordan White. Jordan D. White, of course. But thank you for being here nonetheless. Scapey, do you want to say anything about the last episode? You've only got one episode of Hamlet left. What do you want to say about it?
Come back next time for the thrilling conclusion of Hamlet, which I'm sure will have lots of scariness and some evil water, maybe.